This episode, I'll be sharing with you 10 essential tips for perfecting your LinkedIn profile. So let's get started. Welcome to Agents Growth Academy, where insurance agents learn how to create their vision, captivate their audience, and communicate with clarity so they can build the business and life they desire. If you're new here, be sure to subscribe to get notified about more valuable content like this. LinkedIn is the world's largest professional networking platform, and having a polished and optimized profile is crucial for any professional looking to advance their career or establish their personal brand. These tips we'll cover everything from profile picture etiquette to optimizing your summary section and adding relevant skills and endorsements. By the end of this episode, you'll have the knowledge and tools to take your LinkedIn profile to the next level. So tip number one is to use a professional headshot to make a great first impression. This really can't be overstated. You might think, oh, I've got everything I need to take a great shot on this phone. Well, yes, but if you look at what's going on outside of this shot right now, that's making it look pretty darn good, I might say, it's good lighting. Now, you don't have to have a professional studio setup to get good lighting. You can use, it's called a window. If you have natural daylight coming in, that's actually some of the most flattering light, as long as it's not shining directly on you. I happen to be a hobby landscape photographer.
I know a little bit about lighting.
Make sure that your shot includes head and shoulders. Don't have your picture be something of you really far away that people are kind of squinting to find out.
Is that really Jim? I can't see.
Have it be something close. Let me show you what I mean. If you take a look at my own profile picture, I've got my head and most of my shoulders in my shot. Another great example is my buddy Jason Kilgo. He's looking fine with his fiery red beard, but look, he's got his face and his shoulders in the shot, and he is well lit. He's also got a pretty cool banner. I'll talk about that in a second. And then finally, look at James Jenkins. I love this one because it exudes, he's showing like his own energy, right? By that fist pump, and his mouth is open and he's ready to go. That's him. So make sure that not only is the lighting good and you've got your head and shoulders in it and not just your whole body and it's hard to see you, but try to capture your personality in your headshot. Now, you could always get a professional to take shots of you if you want to pay money for that. By all means, go for it. Just make sure that it looks professional. All right, tip number two, create a compelling headline that communicates your value proposition. Now, there's a couple of people I think do a good job of this. I'm going to show you what I mean. Dani Kimball, she's been a guest on this podcast before. Fantastic young lady that I love talking to. Her profile at the very beginning under her name says branding and marketing strategist. So you know exactly what she is, who she is. And then it says building brands and marketing plans for small businesses and sharing everything I learn along the way. And that is her, right? So if your small business is telling you who she's marketing towards, so small businesses, she's building brands and marketing plans for those people. So it's very clear and concise what she's doing. Hayato Nakamura is another one. Hayato, and I'll tell you about something he did for me in just a second, but he knows LinkedIn. So I would encourage you right now, if you're on LinkedIn, go look him up and connect with him. The dude knows his stuff. But here again, he is a growth marketer for coaches, right? Consultants and professional service providers. And if you look at this, one of the things I love, done for you social media strategy. That nails it. It's a very concise way of saying, hey,
do you need a social media strategy? Got it done for you. Just contact me. I can help walk you through it.
So just make sure that your value proposition comes across in your profile. I want to show you a video. I don't have time to show it to you right now, but go look it up on YouTube. It's called How to Make Your LinkedIn Posts Go Viral. So head over to YouTube, check that out. Hayato actually recorded an episode with me about a viral post that I had on LinkedIn. And if you stick around to the end, I'll show you exactly what made that post go viral so that when you've got your profile looking good and you start pumping out some content, you know how to make posts go viral. All right, tip number three, add a background banner that reflects your professional brand. There's a couple of people that I think do a fairly good job of this. Now I'm gonna brag on myself a little bit because I got help from the next person I'm gonna tell you about. So for this, I have Agents Growth Academy, which is what I'm trying to do to connect with agents to help them learn how to, and you can see it in the banner, create their vision, captivate their audience, and communicate with clarity. So we've got it real simple and concise. Create, captivate, communicate. And of course, I've got my Southern States Insurance. That's the agency that I own. But I wanted to kind of capture both of them in here. And you see I've got the city of Atlanta in the background because that's where I'm from. Tanya Eberhardt, she is the one who actually worked with me to create a better brand for Agents Growth Academy. So this is Tanya's. Her company with her husband is called Brand Face. Now, what color do you think they generally have in their brand? It shows very clearly that it's orange. So not only is the banner orange, but if I click on her picture, you can see that her profile picture has an orange background. And everything they do, even if you scroll down a little bit here, you can see they've got little dabs of orange in their marketing. So she did a great job. You can see that they've got building profitable personal brands. She's got that in her banner. And it looks really good, right? She's got the social icons in the background. It just looks solid and professional. I got a question for you. I would love for you to answer it in the comments, wherever you're watching this or listening to this right now, unless you're driving. Where did you create or download your background banner? Or if you haven't done a background banner yet, what graphics software do you use to create graphics for your marketing? I'm super curious to know which one you're using. Please let me know in the comments right now. I'll tell you, when I'm not using Tanya and Brandface, I'm typically using a software called Canva. If you haven't heard of that, I'll put a link in the description below. You can check that out. All right, tip number four, customize your LinkedIn URL to make it easy for people to find you. Now, this is a pretty easy one, but if you look in Tanya's, it's just simply Tanya Eberhardt, right? Now, if you go to mine, mine's backwards. Mine's Schubert Gym, but it's very simple. It's not very long. This is just a pretty simple one. You can go in and customize your LinkedIn URL so it's not, you know, LinkedIn user 552XY96ZY, whatever, right? It'll actually have something that relates to your name. Tip number five, write a summary that highlights your skills, experiences, and achievements. Now, stay on my profile here for a second. Because I'm very proud. This is something that Tanya and her team helped me do. If I scroll down to the About section, you can see very clearly, I teach insurance agents and agency owners how to create their vision, yada, 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 right? I've already told you that. But what did I do after that? I used bullet points, okay? Highlight your skills and experience. Don't write a novel. I was guilty of this before, right? I had probably five paragraphs worth of information. Who is actually gonna read that? Not many people. When people are looking for me, they want to quickly scan to find out about me. And that goes for anything on the internet. You've got probably 3 to 5 seconds to make a first impression on somebody. So if I can make it easier for people to understand who I am, that's a good thing, right? So use bullet points when you're listing out those achievements and details about yourself. All right, tip number six, showcase your work by adding multimedia to your profile. Now, I'll use my featured section to show you what I mean here. I've got a podcast and I have blogs and I have a YouTube channel and all kinds of things. I've put links to a couple of my YouTube videos here. They're very colorful. They grab your attention, especially, you know, when you're, whether you have dark mode on or off, I have dark mode off on mine. They really, really pop, right? So I've created content, and I'm going to talk about that in a second and how you can do some of that yourself. But I've got YouTube links. I've got links to cheat sheets or lead magnets. I've also got a video about that if you want to check that out. But links to those, and you can put several links here. I just try to keep it simple. But that's one thing, is in the featured section, if you have been featured on somebody else's podcast, somebody else's YouTube, or you've written your own blog, or you're featured in their blog, feature it here. Just put a link, very, very easy. Okay, and then the publication section. Now, if you have published or been published in other magazines or industry trade publications, whatnot, you can put those here. I've been published in several in the past, and I have them listed here. It's just another thing that builds credibility for yourself. By the way, in terms of marketing, I want to point out a playlist right now called Marketing for Insurance Agents. There's a lot of good stuff in there about LinkedIn, but a lot about other ways for marketing that you can learn in that playlist. So check that out when you get a second. All right, tip number 7, use keywords throughout your profile to increase your visibility. There's a couple of places that you can do this. Number one, if I scroll back up, you can see that I have keywords and hashtags put here talking about success, leadership, company culture, all these things, agent growth and development. Put those in your bio. You may have to be in creator mode, which I've turned on, in order to do that. But the other place to do that is just in your posts. So if I go to my activity here and just click on a post, it takes you to one I made a couple days ago. I put this, this other podcast talked about bots and insurance and efficiency. So I used those. And you can see I got almost 1,000 impressions from that, and I got a few comments and a bunch of likes. So that's one way to increase visibility for you. All right, tip number 8, highlight your work experience and achievements in a clear and concise manner. Well, I'm gonna tell you, LinkedIn makes this super easy for you. If I go back, you can see just how you do that. Just fill out your experience. That's all it is. But a lot of people forget this is here, or even worse, they don't update it, and it's showing that they're still working where they were working somewhere like 3 years ago. So please, please, please come in here and update this. I have a fairly boring career trajectory. I started 22 years ago at the same agency that I am currently in, but it has been one heck of a ride, and I wouldn't change it for anything. So list all those things out, very clear, concise. You can see the dates and the titles. So. Tip number 9, list your skills and get endorsed by colleagues and connections. So this is an important one, although I will tell you, I do not put a lot of stock anymore into skills, and I'll tell you why. Because people are oftentimes tagging me as being proficient in a skill, which I am not. And they just pile up and pile up, and it's just a whole jumbled mess of stuff that doesn't make any sense anymore. So I don't really focus on skills. What I do focus on are endorsements. And what I would recommend to you is find somebody that you can share endorsements with. For instance, ask them if they wouldn't mind writing an endorsement about you, like how you have worked with them in the past or currently working with them, in exchange for you writing one for them. Even better, pro tip, write one for them, post it, and then say, hey,
I just want to let you know I was thinking about you, and I thought it'd be great to endorse you. Hey, if you get a moment, would you do the same thing for me?
You'd be surprised. Almost every single time people do it. And oftentimes you don't even have to ask. They'll just do it because you did something out of the goodness of your heart. I'll talk a little bit about that in a second. But here's the last tip. Tip number 10, and stick around for a second because I want to show you about those that viral post that I made and how it happened. Tip number 10 is engage with your network, share valuable content, and build relationships. This is what it all comes down to, folks. You're on LinkedIn to have this digital business card, right? Well, yeah, but it's also one of the best ways that you can get in front of your audience and build yourself up to be an authority in whatever it is that you're doing. So if you're an insurance agent who is specializing in writing restaurants, or security guards, or veterinary practices, whatever it is, you can create consistent content around that. But before you even start with content, set a daily goal, maybe 15, 30 minutes, however long, and spend time going through and building other people up first. Now, consistency is key in this, so do this on a daily or maybe 3 times a week basis, but provide value first. What do I mean? Find ways to lift people up. Comment on their posts. Go through, before you even create your own content, comment on their post. Share their content. And when you do create your own content, tag them in your posts to basically say, hey, I'm endorsing this person, or take a look at what this person's doing, right? It's putting money in their emotional bank account, which I guarantee will come back to you in spades. Above all, however you do this, be genuine. Don't do it just to get likes and clicks. Actually be genuine and try to lift people up because you love them, right? Above all, when you're doing this, tell stories. Now I'm gonna tell you about how telling stories made one of my posts go viral. But first, download when you get a chance. Go to agentsgrowthacademy.com/storytelling and download something I put together for you called the Brand Storytelling Framework. And there's a worksheet. This guide is what you need to turn your clients' experiences or your own experiences into influential stories. So check that out. All right, let me show you this viral post, okay? I told a really quick story, and you can see when I say story, I'm only talking a few short paragraphs here about last summer night. It was literally a year ago when I challenged my two older kids to read a couple of financial literacy books, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and Tim Ferriss's The 4-Hour Work Week. And there was a monetary prize in there. And oh my goodness, did it ever blow up. Now, I did a video, and you can check that out too, how to make your LinkedIn post go viral. Go check that out. But look at this. It had over, to date, it's had over 5 million impressions, 35,000 plus and counting engagements, over 2,700 comments, almost 1,000 reposts. That means shared 1,000 times. And look at all of these comments. I mean, it just keeps going and going and going and going. And I'm not going to bore you with all that, but a fantastic way to make your post go viral, tell stories. All right. So what have we learned? By following these 10 tips, you can optimize your LinkedIn profile and increase your visibility and engagement on the platform. If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe to our channel for more great content. What's next for you? Well, check out that video, how to make your LinkedIn post go viral, and then check out that playlist, Marketing for Insurance Agents, and finally, download the Brand Storytelling Framework plus that worksheet at agentsgrowthacademy.com/storytelling. Folks, until next time, grow big or go home.